Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yeah, man. Thank you.
Mexico.
Oh, God. Here we go again. Turn it up.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Yo, that's perfect time. My video just posted.
Exactly. Hey. You can say it all over again now, Crystal.
You knew that's what I was doing.
All right, everybody. Welcome to TV and the Boys. I'm TV. We got the whole crew in the house. The fabulous Miss Mimi Acosta, Amy Meek, Mr. George, Biker Boy Holman. What's up, George? And Mr. Roger, the actor, Hawkins. What's up, Roger? How is everybody doing today?
What's your game?
Great. Lovely. Wonderful.
Everything copacetic.
Wonderful.
You know, we love it. So, how's the week going
tonight,
so far?
Hey.
It's the week.
What's up, Trey?
Oh, God, Trey's in the building. Whoop, whoop.
Hello, Trey. It is a week. That is all I can say. It's almost the weekend. So,
It's always
so
the weekend.
So how about those Chiefs? We really beat the Raiders by 1 point, but a win is a win, so I'll take it. So congratulations, Chiefs, beating the Raiders.
Yep. And I think we will definitely have a quick conversation with that right after this quick message.
Hit it, Ron.
Welcome to TV and the Boys with Crystal, T.B. Booker, George, Spiker Boy Holman, Roger Hawkins, and Mimi Acosta. Coming live and direct from YouTube, Facebook, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, and Apple Podcasts. Bringing you hot topics, interviews, live entertainment, and fun every Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. And now, prepare to get charged up with a whole lot of fun from TV and the Boys.
And welcome to TV and the Boys. Yeah.
Every time I see these things on CV's face at the end of that clip, I'll be laughing because I'm like, she look like a real Rasta woman, y'all.
I be wondering what I was talking about with the hat on when I was still animated. What was I talking about?
You're always animated. I don't remember which
video. I know, right?
It was just clips of different ones, but I don't remember which one it was.
Right. I was like, it was Santa Claus. I don't know. Whatever, man.
Okay, so Mimi, what are you sipping on tonight?
Oh, shit. Wait. You just need some choices.
No, please. Hell no. Hell no. You know she ain't going to do it without it.
No.
Give my traveling music. Maestro. Hey.
It's Mimi's drink special. Mimi, let me know what you're sipping on.
Look, y'all gonna have to. I gotta probably have to get another intro with a Jamaican song. But anyway, so check this out. You guys know that I'm gonna say this right now. I do not do this, but I was being lazy today because I didn't feel like running out. So I am doing Corona.
Oh, no.
Hey, girl, you got the South American population in your corner now.
I'm doing the Corona. See, I'm looking gold with the gold. I got something on. But look.
Is that the swim bottle?
Look, I
have
to do it this way.
Are you?
Okay. I know. Look. Don't
drink your Corona with
Roger,
a straw out of a goblet.
Look, with a straw in my wine glass with ice. All or no. But I'm gonna tell you something. It's so good. If I get caught doing this, I'm going to get it, but I'm not going to get caught tonight.
All right.
And I'm having a shot of a shot of Ciroc French. I'm gonna have that later because you know we always need a shot for something. What's going on?
I think you're caught. You're on live broadcast. The whole world can see it.
That's okay. He's asleep. He's not gonna see this.
Yeah, she said he's asleep. That's what she worried about, getting caught, yeah, breaking the player code doing that. But it's cool. I got you.
Yeah, because first of all, I don't drink beer, and two of them is his beer.
That's
so,
pretty evident.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing tonight, guys. I am doing Corona and a shot. Yay! So, what is everybody drinking? Phoebe, what you got over there, babe? Why is she over there looking like
nothing? Look at it. She should be though. Everybody should be.
She's dealing with some things.
Everybody should be drinking something. Roger, what you got? I know you got something over there.
You right. I mean, I'm just saying. You already know. But first of all, let me say this. Even though I know you and a lot of ladies don't, from the gentleman's standpoint, it's something kind of cool every now and then if your old lady can switch it up and just grab a beer and do it. We don't want the whole, you know, you can't be a hillbilly with the beer belly. But it is something about it, you know what I mean? It's something about it. Every now and then your woman's like, yeah, I'm going to have a beer and all that. I don't know. See, that's how weird guys are. We find weird shit sexy. Anyway, I've got some lemon vodka here, and I'm going to mix that with some Jack Daniel's Down Home Watermelon Punch. And swirl that around a little bit. You know me. I'm going a little fruity tropical today.
Okay.
Tropical.
That sounds good. George, what you got? Yeah, you got something going on over there on the side. Or either you still working on it or something. And what's going on?
Nah. Come on. This fool must have to work or some shit. Is the vodka in there? Is the vodka in there?
That.
Monster, straight up monster. And of course,
straight
you know
monster.
I got my.
I mean,
vodka water. Yeah,
but
in the event of emergency, I'm still rocking this.
That part right
so,
there.
And the way this evening has started,
Now, when you look, if you're going straight to the head, it's that constitutes a problem, boy. When you're taking it straight to the head,
I can't do
that type of stuff on the air because it's not ladylike to put the bottle to the, you know.
Don't worry, you got a lot of unladylike behavior coming in the near future.
Yeah, well,
Scorpio downloading, baby. Scorpio is downloading already.
There we go. Now it's in the glass.
That's it right there.
Where's my sister? She disappeared for a second.
I hope she went out. She needed to go out to get a drink.
Trey said he doesn't see anything. I don't know what he doesn't see. So, Trey, what is it that you're not seeing?
He doesn't see you because you said you hope you don't get caught. He said, I don't see you. He said, I don't see you.
Hey, my man is sticking to the script. See, he didn't see shit. That's my boy.
I'm not worried about
hear no evil, speak no evil, unless you're talking to me.
I'm only worried about one individual. That's good. Nobody else but that one. And that thing already up the la-la land. So, anywho, I don't know what my sister did to, but check this out. It's got some 411 news tonight, so I just want to go ahead and run with the 411. As fast as I can.
All right, Buzz, what's going down? What's going down in the world?
Okay, so there's this innovator, this designer, that's created this thing called the Butt Baby. And it's really, really interesting. I actually sent George an email with the picture because it reminded me of the little naked baby that he'd be having dancing and stuff like that. So they have now created this little thing called the Butt Baby, and it's a prosthetic baby that gives trans women the experience of childbirth. Now, this means that they have gone totally too far. I don't want to jump on this subject because it's very sensitive, and I ain't trying for that world to come after me because you guys know I have a reality show coming out soon, so I don't want nobody talking about the director, and she said this. We ain't doing all that. Anyway, I just found it really interesting because when I saw the little babies laying next to each other in the picture, I busted out laughing because all I could think about is George, little baby, in our video doing the little dance. And that's what they look like.
Oh, God. All right.
So,
all right.
George, at some point, if
so,
you get a
right.
Okay.
You mean this little baby?
No,
it's another one you had. You know, the little one that be dancing all fast from side to side.
So is it Mimi? Is it two? I'm assuming it's about the size of a preemie. And now, listen, some of those people are talented. That's all I'm gonna say. So what they can and can't, you know, do is impressive to say the least. But I'm just saying, how does that work?
Let me tell you what's gonna really freak me out. It's gonna freak me out when I see a trans woman have a baby. That is going to be it for me. That's when I know for sure. Anyway, but I'm going to leave that alone.
You mean a butt baby or a real baby? Because it's two different things.
No, a real baby. A real baby. Now, these butt
It'll
babies.
It'll never,
I don't
never
know,
happen.
How do you stick a baby
It'll never
up
happen.
Their booty?
The same way they stick
right?
a lot
that
of shit up their
right.
booty. Come on, let's.
That baby. That's the baby you're talking about.
That baby.
Yeah.
So they had the little babies in different colors laying next to each other, and all I can think about is this little one dancing on our show. So I was just like, okay, you know what? I'm damn near done with the whole little
hey,
thing.
We support.
We fans will do you all thing, honey, because I'm rocking. Anyway,
all
right, moving right along. Prayers up for our girl Brandy. Brandy was reportedly recovering in an LA hospital after suffering a seizure. So Brandy girl. Get back to us because, you know, she's been going through it throughout the decades. But, you know, I was really glad to see her back, and now she had a seizure, and we don't know where that came from. So prayers up for Team Brandy.
Well,
now, Jamie Foxx had a very interesting encounter after he tried to go to Cardi B's birthday party, and they would not let him and his entourage in the building. And what happened was when he got there, it was too many of them. She was inside partying. She had no idea he was outside. He decided to go back to his Rolls Royce. And then here comes the boy from the front, like, look, you guys are good. And he was like, nah, that ain't good, da-da-da, you know. And they bounced out because it was too many of them. He's not happy about it. Of course, you know, there were reporters there. They took all the videos and all the stuff. So it's out there somewhere. Now.
Right.
Before I get into, because, you know, I'm going to skip on Roger's World for a split second. But before I get there, let's talk about this for a split second. So there was a woman in Japan that got scammed out of $30,000 from a guy that she met on social media who stated that he was in space and could not get back to, he loves her, he wants to move to Japan with her, but he cannot get back to Earth and he needs money. And she sent him $4.4 million. $4.4 million $30,000 on five
$230,000.
Damn, I gotta get better. I have to get better at this scam shit. If they can make it, listen, I'm a far better actor and liar than this guy. I have got to get on my A game. This is ridiculous.
Listen to what she said. She said that the reason why she did it, and, you know, Asian women are special. I love my Asian chicks, so I got Asian friends, but they're very special. She said that the reason why she did it is because he used famous space acronyms such as NASA and JAXA and photos of the ISS on his IG page. And that is why she did it. But then she decided to reach out to the authorities after he kept asking for money.
Listen, she's a new fucking fool. She's a new fool. And that being said, she's clearly got the money to spend, so I don't feel bad for her in any way, shape, or form. I just need to know, does she have a sister or a mother or somebody who didn't hear the story? Because I need to come get my digs. I need to get my hooks in. Because, look. I want to say I'm trapped in space. Hey, I'm calling you from the cave. I need your ass to get me up out of here. Like, I mean, you're killing me here.
There's no way in hell. No way. So she sent him $30,000 one time. $30,000 two times. Man, fuck out of here. Look, that first of all, that's way too much.
Wow.
That's way too much. So yeah, to the
That's relative. That's relative to some
Asian
people.
Sister,
it's not.
Get
but...
with your Asian sister and teach her. First of all, anyway.
Send a picture of me and tell him I'm playing the NFL. Shit, I just need some. I need some extra money until my signing bonus comes in. Shit, I got a better story than that. Damn, he's in space. Come on, you're killing me.
He is in space, and look, he is in space, stranded, and cannot get home. And he wants to come home to be with her and marry her. So she decided to start.
Me too.
So I just read this. This is just funny. This is in Japan, the 65-year-old woman was swindled out of $30,000 or 4.4 million yen between August 19th and September 5th by a man claiming to be a Russian cosmonaut.
One month.
Damn, he's good. I'm upset about it, but he's good.
I got one more for you guys, and this is I'm definitely tapping into Roger's world because I know that Roger is going to definitely talk about this at some point. If he doesn't have it already, we'll talk about it. So what happened to Davante Adams, man? Look, this is the thing because I saw two different angles of this video, okay? So apparently he got a misdemeanor charge after he shoved a credentialed media worker after Monday's loss in KC. My thing is, the way he was walking into, you know, the tunnel, and this guy just came, it was almost like a head-on collision, and he just, like, you know, shoved him, like a little quick shove, like, yo, like, not like, what the F, but like, yo, watch where you're going. The dude fell on his butt. That's it. This dude done talking about he got a headache, he suffered a concussion, all types of shit. Stop it. Somebody give this dude a little $5,000, send him a skiing trip, and call it a day.
Yeah, the problem is he's going to get like $50,000 or better.
So let's see what the talk shows have to say about this.
Let's go.
Something.
Well, are you saying that
after the game too about that or something?
Well, are you saying that because he shoved that Hunter Renfrow looking guy that was carrying the metal thing that cut in front of him?
I didn't think he shoved him. I think it was just an accident.
So can't have it. Like obviously, players can't just be throwing people around.
No.
Yeah. If they're gonna streak or come on the field, hey. Do what you got to do.
That's right.
The person's obviously working there,
yeah.
though.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be pushing the person. Now, to Devontae's credit here, mm-hmm. there's no reason for anybody carrying a medal or anything to cut in front of Davante Adams there, right? It's a player, obviously can't do it. Davante cannot do what he just did.
No.
Like, there is obviously fault in a lot of things in the world. Devontae's the one that made this escalate into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that guy cutting in front of Devontae? Who knows, right? I mean, that is all.
Yeah.
He's carrying metal.
Not
it's in Kansas City.
Clearly.
He cuts right in front of Devontae. But Devontae also can't do that. That can't happen. Devontae puts out a tweet, says, I felt horrible immediately upon happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody tell that guy I'll apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about it. He literally, he immediately addressed it. Sorry a guy pushed over after again. Obviously very frustrated at the way the game ended. And when he ran in front of me as I exited, that was my reaction. I felt horrible immediately. That's on me. My apologies, man. I hope you see this. I don't know if he has seen that, but that guy has filed a police report. He's going to set up to do a lawsuit. Let's assume Devontae's going to have to settle this financially somehow with this guy.
Yep.
Let's hope
yep.
he's safe, the guy that got knocked over because
sure.
he did file a police report. But that's the world we're in. Devontae knows it. Devontae took ownership over it. Can't be just pushing people that are working the games down. He knows that. Terrible ending to that game, though, with Hunter and Devontae running into each other.
Anyway.
So with
That's
that
right.
being said,
mm-hmm.
with that being said, let's check out Devontae's apology.
Yeah, because he did apologize. Okay, I mean, what does the boy want him to do back there?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug, man.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know. I had a little collision with Hunter on the left side. I didn't see anything after I released and got back vertical. We ended up running into each other, so that was probably the best one. I don't even know where the ball went or nothing. It's on the ground. I think did it. And before I answer anything else, I want to apologize to the guy. I seen some guy running off the field, and he ran and jumped in front of me. We're coming off the field, and I bumped into him and kind of pushed him, and then he ended up on the ground. So I want to say sorry to him for that, because that was just frustration mixed with him running and literally just running in front of me. And that was shouldn't have responded that way, but that's how I initially responded. So I want to apologize to him for that.
Yeah, you know, the dude wasn't maliciously doing no crazy shit. You know, he wasn't on some, you know, some crazy stuff, man. It was.
And that was evidently, I mean, that video was taken immediately after the game.
My dog. What's up, family?
I said it in the building.
Hey, he's feeling me. He's feeling me. Listen, hey, if the getting is good, shit, go get him. Hey, let's take a trip. Let's take a trip to Tokyo. Me and I said it. We going to Tokyo. We going to come back. We going to both be wearing crowns and shit. I'm going to have mine tilted this way because I'm about to go find me one. They got that kind of money to burn. I'm a NASCAR driver. My team needs bread. I don't care.
You got stuck on the track. 100%. You can't move.
I'm trying to say, listen, go ahead. We get you.
I just want my little 20%. I get my little 20% because I'm telling you now, you and I said it together. That would be a piece of work going on out there in the brand.
No doubt. So,
that is for me on the 411, guys.
That's what's jerking. Yeah, we'll definitely get back into it because you already know that's the hot topic, you know, this week because of it being a Monday night game and the whole nine. But, yeah, I'll definitely finish unpacking what Mimi got going because obviously, you know, we have our mindsets about that and it'll get into things. So I actually got something for y'all today in the nick of time on the workout tip before we get into sports because we're definitely going to do both of them. Both from BOFUBN, we doing both of them. That means all two. And when it's time to go, it's time to go. Get me straight. Give me right. Give me right.
Get me straight.
Let me stretch. Let me stretch.
There we go.
Oh yeah. Let me stretch. Roger Hawkins.
Okay, Mimi, let's go. Hey.
Hey now. Hey. Come. All right, so real quick. Y'all know a lot of times I like to talk about core strength because without that, clearly, you know, you can't really function. Your core supports all your extremities, everything else. So what I've got into today real quick, I want to do a couple of you know, some core stretches. I'm really thinking hip flexors, lower back, glutes, your support system, your strength is where, you know, especially, you know, with my ladies, that's where your strength is coming from. It's coming from the hips, the glutes, you know, your legs, your lower back has to be strong, your abs, things like that. So I threw a couple of pieces together to show how you can do, of course, you know, do this at a gym or at home and get that core strength together. Now, I want you guys to pay a little bit of attention to the positioning of my legs and stuff like that because oftentimes we bend to explode and things like that. And on quite a few of these, on a couple of them, I should say, I'm not doing that, and I'm deliberately not doing that. So pay attention, and then once we kind of get on the backside of that, I'll explain the whys of all of this. So hit it, run. Just starting out with your basic stretching. Keep them locked. This is how you stretch the lower back, hips, glutes. Crossover, same thing. Gives it a high glute stretch. Now, I'm crossing my feet in front, but I'm turning to the side and going to one hip on each side. And this is a heck of a hip flexor stretch right here and lower back. So that's where the core kicks in, all right? This is called the speed skater. You can do it stagnant or you can explode. So you can just post or bam, at one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the key, yeah, the key is to try to keep your balance, which helps with support muscles, right? You can hold those positions. This is just a basic, really slow clean. And we're going to do this from the side also.
Are you bending those knees a little bit?
Yeah, I'm bending at the waist only. At the waist only. So watch from the side. Exactly. And I'm keeping it close to my shins, up, lock position, back down. This is what protects your back.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot we talking and they can't hear us. Well, it's Blog Talk.
Only ones can hear you is Blog Talk.
I don't want to say Blog Talk can, so it's okay.
You can't have that.
I mean, I don't want
you
them
have
to be,
a video.
I don't want them to be in the dark anyway. Okay.
Listen, when you have a video playing that has audio in it, it automatically mutes everything. So if you look at
the bottom
screen.
I don't really have
it. Screen,
I just didn't mute it.
Listen to what I'm saying. But it detects audio. You have to hear the dogs barking and all that. I'll explain it later.
I'm gonna start muting that. Anyway, so while we had a side conversation and nobody could hear, except for me, Blog Talk in the world. Anyway, guys, the point of, like, so if you look at those, oh, that last exercise, by the way, was called Good Mornings. Some people know about that. So everything you saw me doing involved, other than the speed skaters, which to some degree, that again, this is all balance, which if you think about yoga, Pilates, all of that kind of stuff, it all focuses on body weight balance and strengthening these small support muscles around your core. So that's what those were about. But like when you looked at the cleans, just the regular hand clean, pull up your shin, and the good mornings, yes, I deliberately had my legs locked. I had my knees and things locked because you want to slowly do those motions. You want to be almost at a perpendicular. You want to be in a 90-degree bend if you can. No hump in your back, no bend in your knees on these particular exercises because it's a slow static pull, and it elongates and really, really strengthens like hamstring, high glute, lower back muscles, hip flexors. And just doing this kind of stuff will get you really, really strong in a pretty good amount of time. And so once you go from there, you'll be amazed at how your balance changes, which then allows you to, you know, carry more loads in respect to working out or just working or whatever. So, again, I'm always talking about core because without your core, you ever see real, real, real big guys walk around, but they have back problems?
Yeah.
Because they haven't either tightened up their abs or they haven't done enough leg work. They used to kind of tease big guys in the old days, big old chest like Johnny Bravo, little legs and shit. Because
right.
your body's comprised of two halves. And, again, the core is what connects those two halves. So I talk about doing core work a lot because you're not going to get anywhere if you're hurt and trying to yank and jerk and do stuff like that. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of get back into that, you know, for folks who are still trying to look for a way to get strong without doing an absorbent amount of different exercises and work. You can do any of this stuff at the gym or at home. You can get really creative with that. You know, even if you have a broomstick on the back of your neck doing those good mornings, you'll still feel that pull on your lower, your high glutes rather, and your hamstrings. You really, really will. So anyway, just some more good stuff to that. But yes, to answer your question, Mimi, there is no knee bending or anything like that. You bend at the waist only. You keep your chest out. Okay. You keep your back as level as possible because that body weight against gravity is what puts the pull on the hammies and the high and the glutes where the hammies and the glutes meet up and then like the hip flexors and things like that. So there we have it.
There we have it.
There we got it. Now into this, back to my chefs. Back to because you kicked it off and I know we were going to talk about it, but I know everybody knows, you know, my guys won. I have to say it was ugly. I did not like it. I was not impressed and or happy. Because the first half they looked horrendous, but you know they got it together. So it is, you know, that part is what it is. Like you said, a W is a W but only for now, because
they didn't get
at the end of the season, yeah, they were gifted. They were really gifted that win. I have to say, they were
gifted
that win.
They were gifted that win. Yeah, they didn't get it together.
Well, yeah, no.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna sum it up in one phrase. And you know, I love my Chiefs. I'm a Chiefs fan all day through and through. But they did not win. The Raiders lost.
Okay,
that
fair enough. Fair enough. But yeah, you know what? And here's what I say. Two things. One, mm-hmm. Kelce let his nuts hang, guys. I mean, he did his thing. To have four touchdowns with less than 30 yards, yo, he let them hang. And I give him, but that's, he's a go-to guy. Second of all, I agree with George 120%. You know, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I don't know what the hell they were thinking going for two, the Raiders, that is. Now, the Chiefs, I agree, should have gone for two because it would not have mattered whether we got it or not. The Raiders should not have gone for two. They should have risked that overtime. But apparently they were afraid if we tie it up and go into overtime, we're going to take that L, which, if you want my opinion, oh, hell no, you wouldn't have, because Jacobs was running like a man possessed, and we couldn't stop Devontae Adams for jack shit. That's what the only person that managed to stop him is going to be that cameraman's attorney, because that boy was on fire.
Now, you know, the fact of the matter is, in the past, over the years, they use spreadsheets to help make these decisions based on this scenario and this situation at this time, under this thing, under that thing. And this is how they make their decisions on in situations like that. But now we're in the technology age, and they all use analytics. And if the analytics says go for it, then that's what they do.
Let me tell you why that's stupid. Okay, what happened to good old-fashioned coaching? I need Mimi to be the coach of the Chargers. I'm going to be the coach of the fucking Panthers because they just fired him. Like, dude, if they're paying you millions to be a coach and you're going to let a computer listen, an imperfect machine created by imperfect people. So it doesn't matter that it's got all of these programs running and all these scripts running. You still have to do your job at some point. So they, in that respect, they deserve to lose because common sense, listen, do you think Parcells or any of the greats, Ditka, or any of those guys would have been like, let me let the computer tell me what to do? They'd have told you to kiss their ass. I don't agree with that at all. That was stupid. That was a potential career-killing move to let a computer tell you go for two when you can tie it up. And statistically, they would have probably just run the ball down our throat and won. But guess what? You know what? Thank you for the Christmas present early.
Right.
Because it just means now if we play them again here in Vegas, it's going to be a real life problem. So that's how I feel because, you know, and I need to go talk to the DC and KC because I don't know what this boy thinks he's doing, putting all these rookies out there on arguably the best receiver in the league right now. And these boys were just getting they were getting butt fucked. I mean, they might as well get ready to have butt babies because Devontae Adams was stroking Stanton so cold. I was like, damn, are you going to get this boy a reach around? Does he get a kiss? You going to use grease? I mean, it was bad. Devontae Adams is a real live beast out there. You don't put a rookie DB on this guy and not expect him just to get just jailhoused. And he did.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing. You know, they didn't give him help over the top. The safety was an idiot on Monday. They just were blowing coverages. Quite frankly, the fact that Travis and Devontae didn't have four touchdowns is strictly due to the fact that Derek Carr underthrows all the time and he's horribly inaccurate a lot of times. That's the only reason that they would torch us for 50 points. Thank you, Derek.
Exactly.
So, you
exactly.
know, I mean,
let me point out another point because I talk about different things with these games, but this game I have really just picked it apart. I mean, I can go all night about
you
problems.
You seem a little sensitive about it, G.
Edwards Clyde Hilaire. Or Clyde Edwards Hilaire, whatever the fuck his three names are. They, after the first quarter, they should have shut that motherfucker down.
Now,
for real. We should have sat down and stayed over there. That dude, could not run more than 2 yards.
But let me tell you what's interesting. You're right, because a couple of years ago when he came out of LSU, he was like, listen, I've got to earn the job. Do you guys see that when players are hungry, they play differently? When a player is comfortable, they don't play the same. You know, comfort makes, you know, discomfort and adversity makes a man hard. A hard man makes the world better, makes life easier. When life gets to be easy, then that man becomes soft. And so what's happening is you got guys out there that are hungrier than he is. I mean, listen, McKinnon showed up and was like, guess what? Watch me work.
Yeah.
This kid, exactly. This kid Pacheco, I like that kid. Pacheco
hey,
runs,
hey,
right?
I, you know what I call it? I got a nickname for him. I call him Pikachu. That's my boy.
Come on, man.
Pikachu. Pikachu, when he puts that ball in his hand, you can damn near guarantee at least 5 yards.
Hey,
at least 5 yards.
That's true.
And most
but those two guys, run like somebody kidnapped their family, and they have to get them back. That's how those boys were running the other day. And you're right, Edwards and Larry.
Exactly.
Listen, I like the guy. He's talented. Don't get me wrong, he's talented, but he's not an every down back.
I don't.
I
don't.
I'm not gonna say he's not good. He's good. He's not good right
sometimes.
Now, but he's good. But he's that big. Like he's literally like a little taller than me, but he's
it
a good
don't matter.
Running
the
back. So he's
the
talented.
The dude squats 600 pounds.
True, but he's not, but everybody in the every down back, he's not an every down back though. He's too little. He's not an every down back. If you put him in certain positions, yeah, but he can't run downhill. But like the way, and none of our running backs are big. We got all of our running backs are under 6 feet tall, which is, but so you got, and I mean, really,
yeah.
They're probably, well, they're all like in the 210 range. They're not even 220, nothing like that. So I think the running back by committee works for us right now. But, you know, the secondary, hey, what's the kid? Sneed is decent. I mean, he's going to be all right, but they've got to figure this out because against a really good running and receiving team, like we got the Bills coming up. I am nervous as a hooker in church because those boys
come
hard.
Exactly.
They come hard. So
not going to be.
I mean, you got to understand. So
they
got to
be on
their
A game.
If y'all listening, yeah, come with it.
Well, wait a minute.
But,
now,
yeah.
But I got something else for you, though. I got something else for you. And we're just going to throw this up here, and then we can talk about it.
Okay. This ought to be good.
Carr is hit from behind.
You know it's coming. You know it's coming. You know it's coming.
And the ball is taken away by Jones. A flag comes out on the play. Well, I think Carl's going
personal
full body
foul.
Way.
Personal foul. Roughing the passer. Number 97.
So there, and gives Las Vegas a first down. Let's watch. Yeah, he said 97. Obviously, he meant 95, but that ball's out clearly. It's definitely out, and you can hear the crowd. I don't blame the crowd at all. I don't either, and I can only imagine how Chiefs fans are reacting at home because you can see Andy Reid.
Yeah.
The most upsetting play of the night.
Reason, I don't know what happened. They got his Chris Jones he's the black sheep of the league right now because I don't know what he did. I don't know if he didn't pay a debt. I don't know if he slept with somebody's daughter, but they are after him because this boy is good.
Yes.
This boy is damn good.
Yes.
And they just have his number. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't wishing death nothing like that, but I hope that ref twists his ankle or slips in the bathtub and breaks his fucking arm because that was such a bullshit call.
This is my thing.
Hey.
This is my thing. Where was he supposed to fall? He used his arm to break the fall because I think had he really landed
exactly.
on him that way,
exactly.
he would have really hurt him. So where was he supposed to really
exactly.
land, though, if you're tackling
he could, him? He couldn't win.
You know.
He couldn't win.
And it was a double fold. And he had the ball. The quarterback didn't have the ball no more. He had the ball. And
right.
still braced his ball.
I don't know if they were trying to work on that spread covering in Vegas or what, but that was the most impossibly unbelievable call ever.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the thing is, that poor guy, he got fined
and
a couple of weeks ago because he said something that hurt the quarterback's feelings. He literally hurt their psyche by his words. So they are out to get Jones this year.
Yeah.
It's making me, it's really pissing me off.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
you know people don't agree. Because when other commentators and announcers and all that, they were being PC, but you can tell nobody agreed. Nobody agreed.
Yeah,
you just
fine.
You can't criticize the refs, though. The refs are like God out there. So all you can hope is that they retire,
they were talking about bringing that back.
We need a white, a black and white striped flag towel with a beanbag tied up in the middle. So that when they make a call like that, we can just throw that motherfucker out on the field. We can get to the penalty
on
the left.
You know, and
send that motherfucker to the penalty box and bring out the backup referee. That motherfucker needs to go sit down for, half a quarter, and duck his pay.
So
make a stupid call like that, we need a ref flag, a special flag just for the ref. We can throw that motherfucker.
We doing hockey now? It's like that?
Then that motherfucker in the penalty box.
There's no system of checks and balances for the refs, and therefore they can make bet. The only thing they can do to make
that's
up for it, they'll try to do kind of a makeup on another call down the line. It's all they can do.
Right.
They're like, oh, we got to give you this because we know we fouled up. The only thing you can do is threaten with, oh, you can't rep the Super Bowl or something like that. But there's no, no penalties for them.
The commentators made a good point about it when it happened, and they were talking about how, because of what happened last week, the same call.
Okay.
Cost them again.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? So the problem is this concussion thing and the protection of the quarterback, and they're working so hard to protect the quarterback, they're taking the game backwards. Before you know it, by this time next year, the quarterbacks are going to be wearing flags. They just spread a flag. Well, that's the fact.
Hey,
it's going to be flag football. They're just going to put on a belt with a flag. Remember flag football? See, you just grab the flag. You don't really tackle them. That's what that's going to be. That's what it's going to turn into. Because that's the only way you can protect the quarterback. At what point is football not football anymore?
Right.
I understand the refs,
as mad as I am at this ref for this call, they are in the worst position of everybody. Because when they do like they did then, and like they did last week, now that referee's catching hell. You know what I mean?
Right, but guess
everybody's
what?
Everybody's cussing him
you,
out.
You
everybody
should,
waiting for him
you
to,
should catch
now you got people waiting for him to leave the stadium.
Right.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
He
and
can't
they,
even
and
go
they,
home
you know what? If you cost somebody a game or you cost somebody millions or a signing bonus because you're thinking to yourself, you know what, I'm trying to make up for something else like that. You deserve to have your ass beat in the parking lot. I get the fact that ever since Tua got hurt, they're extra vigilant. The problem is a lot of his own coaching staff and people around him are hugely responsible for that happening. I do get that they're like, okay, refs. Basically, they're telling the refs, you know what, you're not – they're telling the refs, the coaches aren't parenting their children well enough, so now you have to come in like the nanny and parent the parents. And again, that means somebody's going to get done wrong. I don't agree with that, especially when this man is playing real live ball. I mean, he's not doing anything dirty. Like, he's not like Ndamukong Suh or no shit like that. It's literally, this boy's balling out of control, and they're punishing. And he did everything he was supposed to. Meanie said it.
Yeah.
He put his arm down. He broke his ball. Like, they used to jam their shoulders up under the quarterback and dislocate that shit. He did none of the above. He tripped the ball.
Aikman,
right.
Trent Aikman said the same thing.
He said when
a linebacker is trying to intentionally hurt the quarterback, you can tell.
Yes.
He said, you can tell the difference. So here's my thing. If everybody watching the game can tell the difference, why the fuck can't the ref tell the difference?
Right.
It is football. Some accidents are going to happen. You got grown-ass men tackling each other. Somebody's eventually going to get hurt. But it's that intentional shit that you want to stop.
What I think is interesting is here's the dilemma is the instant replay. And, Troy and Joe Buck were talking about it, but a lot of people are in favor because oftentimes you catch things you couldn't previously. But they're saying it's making the game take longer and longer. They go, if you start to review questionable referee calls, now you're going to take a game from three and a half hours to like 5 or 6. And that's going to it'll generate revenue for some people. It'll lose revenue for others. And so now you're riding the fence on how much is too much. And what is reviewable, but I feel
how short are you trying to make it? You took out this the clock stopping when you go out of line, you know, within a certain time frame, you know.
Right.
It used to, the clock used to stop every time you went out of bounds. Now it don't. You know, I mean, what?
Agreed.
How short are you trying to get the game? I remember when I was a
little
kid,
four to four and a half hours
for a football game. Now it's 3 hours.
Well, they try to keep that shit
You cut halftime from 30 minutes to 15.
And I think it really
only feel like about 10, maybe 8 minutes.
Hey, that's long
you
enough.
Really
to
trying to go
you know
get
how
snack.
Halftime shows go. I'm just telling you, that's plenty of time to see some nipples. So you know you got to be careful. You're gonna be ass and titties all over halftime. You got to make that shit like a minute and a half.
But I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it's just crazy.
No, it's just crazy.
You know, and I get it. They trying to shorten things and they trying to save this and they trying to. At some point, you got to draw a line and say, hey, we can't do this or it's not football anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
I mean, you got to draw a line to a certain extent. But hold on. Here's the thing. You're going through all these extremes to protect the quarterback. What about everybody else? I don't see y'all doing all that to protect the receivers. I don't see y'all doing all
well,
that
they do.
To protect these dudes
they
on
do.
The line.
They do have the
not,
they have the defenseless receiver.
They do,
they,
but
they
not, that,
they,
not to that extreme. Look, last
no,
week.
But,
look, last week.
But the quarterback,
Kelsey got,
the quarterback
Kelsey got
the
picked up.
Possession.
Last week, Kelsey got picked up all the way above the dude's shoulder and body slammed.
Yeah.
And they just, like it was a tackle. Like, are you serious? What was that protection?
I agree. It's a double standard. You're right. But, like, again, yeah. They have the whole rule against hitting defenseless receivers and things like that. So you're right. It really one of those, you know what, we'll kind of implement this when need be. But for somebody like Kelsey, oh, he's a big guy. He can handle it. You're right. It's not fair, but I was told by an NFL coach to my face.
Have you seen
his
quarterbacks?
Game isn't fair.
Huh? Have you seen these quarterbacks? Have you actually? And you played
yeah.
ball. Have you seen these
yeah.
quarterbacks?
Yeah, I have.
These dudes
some
are
my biggest
these
shit.
These dudes are 6'5" and 250 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a DB, you don't want to hit
them. Edwards Clyde Hilaire, that motherfucker is 5'10", weigh 100 and nothing. You worried about the quarterback?
Because you got – here's the thing. I mean, you're right, but they're the field general. They're
everybody on the
field
is trying to get
want?
The running back. Everybody on the field is trying to get the running back. It's only
but
one or two motherfuckers trying to get the quarterback. The whole
no,
George,
they pay five guys very handsomely to not let the quarterback get hit. The running backs, hey, use your legs, homeboy. They pay
hey,
five big fat
what?
Bastards
they pay,
very handsomely.
They pay five more guys very handsomely to not let them dudes get to the quarterback. So somewhere the checks and balances ain't working.
I mean, it just listen. It is what it is on that. But I agree. It's no, but you're not gonna make everybody happy. You're not gonna have 100% approval rating.
Right.
So that's just gonna be it.
I know we probably
got to pay a bill or two. You want to do
yep.
that, George? And then I want to, like I said, we're going to kick back into kind of our subject matter. It just follows right with this, so we're just going to flow
still have
right
CDs
back
on.
Into
we
it.
We still have CD segment.
Does
so
CD got movies?
What?
No. All right, we'll hit it. Hit that
no
real quick,
night,
G,
no
and
business.
Then we'll...
Let's just keep it moving. Let's have a night.
We
gonna keep it moving.
We on Netflix and chilling.
Yes.
Is definitely still go see Woman King, starring Viola Davis. You definitely don't want to miss that. It is a great film. Support it. Go see it. Now, also out, and it's a final end to this whole saga. And, of course, I'm talking about Halloween, starring Jamie Lee Curtis. And this is it, you guys. This is it. Michael and Jamie, the final showdown. This is it. You don't want to miss it, and it's perfect since this is Halloween, so you definitely don't want to miss that. Final showdown, check it out. Also for kids,
I do have a clip of that if you want it.
Oh, sure.
Sure. Why not?
Heck yeah, why not?
Damn, he ain't dead yet.
I know, no. Right?
Well, hey, it is what it is.
Let's go. I need it to be dark so I can see that.
It's Halloween.
Let's go.
So Halloween does start this weekend, this Friday, so everyone definitely go out there and check out the final battle, the showdown. You don't want to miss it. Also for children, we have Lyle Lyle's adorable talking crocodile from the book. It's a good film for kids. Need I say more? Also out is Smile, the horror film, out for in time for Halloween. And Smile is a trip. It's on a whole other level. Let me say, if you see someone smiling at you, It doesn't mean they like you. It could mean they want to kill you. So check out Smile. Also, the All-Star cast of Amsterdam with Margot Robbie. This one is an All-Star cast. You can't go wrong with that. It's funny. And the twist, definitely a must-see. So check out Amsterdam. Also, Don't Worry, Darling with Florence Pugh and Harry Styles. Harry Styles actually is a pretty good actor. This was directed by actress Olivia Wilde. So check out Don't Worry, Darling, and the twist on that one is a trip. And again, Woman King, go see it. Another one that people are sleeping on is Barbarian, which is also a horror film. But the twist on it, you don't see that one coming, like, at all. You don't. And Bros is a new film that is out celebrating the LGBTQ community. So it is about two men in love, and actually it's a true story. So you're into love stories, you have an open mind, check it out. Bros is really good. And for the kids, Rise of Gru is still playing, the Minions, the Rise of Gru. Steve Carell reprises his voice again, and so does Russell, I forgot his last name, but he also reprises his role as the name of the doctor. So check out Minions, Rise of Gru. Awesome, awesome film. So that is it for the movies. These are the films that are out. The main one I really recommend, of course, is Woman King, but definitely Halloween Ends, because you don't want to miss how it ends. And like I said, you're not ready for it. And if you're not ready, you won't be ready. Next, the business tip for this week. I'll be brief and very short on these because this is where you begin to explore what it is that you want to do. So last week we talked about having the right mindset, and we talked about being positive, seeing the cup as being half full instead of seeing it as being half empty. You see the difference there? So a mindset is everything. You have to have a positive mindset. So the next thing you have to do once you have turned around your way of thinking and you're ready to dive in and do this, the next thing you must do is decide what it is you want to do. Look at what you're good at. Also make a list of things that you're good at and make a list of things that you want to do, things you want to accomplish. And then make a third column for things that you're passionate about. What are your passions? What are your desires? Now, you look at these three categories, the things that you know you can accomplish. The second category are the things, the goals that you have, the goals you want to set for yourself. And then the third category is what you're good at. It's kind of a combination of the two, what you're good at, but also what you really want to do. Because everyone is here for a purpose. And you have to approach it that way. Everybody is here for a purpose. Everyone has talent. Some people have talents that they don't even know they have. So this is a time for you to really do some self-reflection and decide what it is you really want. And then also decide what message you want to send to your audience. And then think about who your audience is. So that's your homework for this week, guys. Think of who your audience is and what message you want to send. What types of products do you want to sell? Do you want to write an ebook? Do you want to become a life coach? Just think about what it is that you want to do and what contribution you can make to this vast world of the internet, or if you want to sell things offline. So, I mean, it's basically up to you. But your homework is to do some self-reflection and decide what it is you want to do, what gives you passion. And once you make that decision, we'll go over your next step next week. So I'll see you guys next week. That's it.
I'm going to be I'm gonna be in a lost astronaut. See, that one be. I'm out of work. I'm about to be a lost astronaut.
You're already
I'm
a lost astronaut.
I'm gonna be
not a paid one.
I'm gonna be a Russian cosmonaut.
There you go. Gold. Well, if you're gonna be a lost astronaut, be the best lost astronaut you can be. And if you're going to be a paid one, be the best
technique
you can be.
Hey, I just need one person to talk to.
You can achieve it.
See, you know I ain't going to no damn space. Nah, brother can't get out of there. they wouldn't let me come back. Hell no.
But the one who's out there stuck is getting paid.
Hey, boy, that part. That part.
Well, that's like they make another alien and they offered you the part. Would you take it?
Of what now?
And fight aliens? I said if they made another alien and you were up for the part, would you take it?
Hell yeah.
The part of the alien or fighting the alien? I mean, yeah, I'm going to do it anyway, but, I wouldn't mind. I would die in that. See, you know, I don't like the movie where the brother dies first. But if it came down to fighting the alien, hell yeah, I'm in it. I want it to be terribly gruesome. I like that.
Hey,
I've only
got
to play a dead person once.
First, I want to say what's up. What's up?
Hello,
first,
I want
to say what's up to the ministry. Thanks for joining
in.
I'm curious. Do you think Jamie Lee Curtis is excited that this is the last one?
You know, at this point, probably.
I would say yes.
First of all, we cannot believe that anything is going to be the last of anything until it totally is gone, and then you don't hear about it for a couple of years. Because at the end of the day, folks say, okay, well, let's end now. And then next year, Halloween, it's going to be like, guess who's back?
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Think,
she's been doing this shit since 76, and she is fucking 76. I think she's over it right now. Jamie Lee Curtis,
right,
she's 113 years old.
Hey,
it's like, you
left
your bones, baby.
Look, they even left her out of a couple of them. A couple of them wasn't even the same. The sequels, it didn't even make sense.
Well, the thing is, those films were not part of the original script by Wes Craven. That wasn't a part of his thing. He even said that. The ones with Jamie Lee Curtis that are back are based off of what he wrote and how things were supposed to be. So when you think back in retrospect on those films that came out, where he had a niece and all this stuff, yeah, Wes had nothing to do with that. He said that wasn't supposed to be. Because he killed his sister, so where did the niece come from?
I mean, illegitimate brothers, you know how it is. Papa was a Rolling Stone.
He probably had a baby and didn't tell anybody. Surprise.
I mean, it happens all the time on soap operas. People die in plane crashes, or you watch them drown, and then next year they're back. They were secluded on an island and saved by a bunch of savages and blah, blah, blah. And it's like...
I'm going to take your word for that because, I wouldn't know, but I get it, you know, as the world turns and all that shit, soap operas we used to call them.
Right, exactly. And, yeah, we still have Young the Restless, which is holding on, and you got Days of Our Lives, General Hospital. Those are basically the three. I think there's, like, four total because Bold and Beautiful is still on. So there are just a handful of soap operas that are still on now. I was really surprised they got rid of All My Children because that was one of the most popular ones back in the day. So I was really surprised.
All the children grew up and died.
Right. All the children got killed. Bring back Dallas and Dynasty. Shit, that's all I knew because my parents watched
it. I like Dynasty was good. Dynasty, the Colbys, shoot. But yeah.
Okay.
And like the show that I watch now is 9-1-1. Now, 9-1-1 is the show. It's one of the top rated shows on the air right now, and it is well deserved. It is amazing. Angela Bassett looks amazing.
You know, I just watch it because Angela Bassett's in it. So, I mean, I'm just having a good part. That's all. I don't even know what be happening in this shit. I don't even know what the storylines be going on. I don't know none of that shit. I just be waiting for Angela Bassett on the screen.
I mean,
yeah, she is.
Who's Tina Turner?
And then the other show I watched is Outlander on Stars, which right now is Droughtlander because we're going through the drought without our Outlander. That is the show, too. I love Outlander. I love shows that are period pieces, and it's based off of the book by Diana Gabaldon, who actually lives here in Arizona. I've been hoping to run into her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna take you somewhere different. There's a show on Stars, and I can't believe I'm about to say this. Mimi, I know Mimi knows about it. Do y'all know about P Valley? Do y'all know about P Valley?
No.
You don't know about? Are you fucking kidding me, Mimi? I'm disappointed. Oh, you're killing me. All right. So here's the deal, George. I already know I'm about to lose you, but you know me, as much as, look, I do film, I film, but I don't watch a lot of TV because I can't. That being said, some friends of mine who shall remain nameless, and I'm mad at them, got me stuck on this. P-Valley is, okay, it's short for Pussy Valley, all right? Enough said. My favorite word,
yes,
beginning before Valley. Yes, but... But the twist and the stories, listen, what y'all got to understand is, you know, Mimi understands this. Actors are critical of other actors, and we look introspectively at things, just like athletes and everybody else. And if you look at these people, a lot of whom you've not seen before, the chemistry, the acting is actually phenomenal. It's grimy. It can be gritty, but it will tug at you because of the actual storyline. And I can't believe I'm even saying this. I'm crazy about this show. And when I say they cover every subject, my G, I mean everything, every sexual orientation you want to get with, anything you want to get with. But it's, so the point that I'm making is, I mean, they go across the board, and I mean it's worth watching. It's worth watching, and it'll blow you away for a minute. But okay, check out a little bit of this, and this ain't even gonna scratch the surface. But give them some, George. That's my girl right there, though. That's my other girl. Uncle Cliff, it's my dick.
What's the everything that man needs? What's your name?
Autumn Knight.
You got potential, but you ain't ready yet. If it's one thing I know how to feel. It's a fair. I need you to work on you.
Who better to learn from than an OG like me?
My favorite last stand. I'm gonna take over your Sunday night set.
How fellas go crazy for the new girl. Once upon a time, that took a long turn.
Something up and down is river looking for you.
I got the heart of a lion's heart. I got no love for the ones on the
street. I think it's a long day's journey into tomorrow.
Come on, go hard today, light me away.
You just gotta make it through the long dark night.
Okay.
Look, Mimi, I can't believe you. I can't believe you ain't the list.
No.
But check
like,
it out.
You
here's
know
the thing.
Let me tell you why. I don't watch every single thing because I am personally working on 2 reality shows. And when you start watching shows, you get tainted by different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want
mm-hmm.
that to happen
mm-hmm.
to me. So I just tune everything out.
No, I get it. Trust me, I get it.
Yeah.
But the reason I'm mad is because I'm on the road a lot. And so oftentimes the only time I actually watch TV is in a hotel room after work. Mm-hmm. I'm so mad that I love this show. I'm so damn mad at myself, but I am so this mug is because you see some shit you can never unsee. I'm just trying to told you, but the young man who plays Lil Murder, and everybody knows, you know, I mean, everybody got their favorite person, but this young brother, and here's what's crazy about it. His name is J. Alphonse Nicholson, young man, and he's, I'm only saying this to kind of give y'all the he's heterosexual. He just got married, you know, so congrats to him on that. He plays a bisexual or a down low rapper. That's not the storyline. The storyline is just him trying to make it out. He's so convincing, from an as an actor, as a thespian, as anybody who's ever been. I am blown away by this brother's ability to do that, because not only does he have a cult following across, you know, the globe, but, you know, he's gotten his fair share of people going, oh, how can someone be with him and marry him and all that when he's doing love scenes and all that with a man and things like that. If you understand how damn good this young man has to be to pull that off, it ain't got nothing to do with whether or not he's lying or he's down or nothing like that. I mean, he throws parties around the country and he kicks and does like all the other celebrities, but people, I like the fact that even though there's some pushback, he's got an overwhelming amount of support, because people go, yo, this dude is just damn good. He's that good. And, I mean, he's been in a few things, not a whole lot, and a lot of the people are like that. Everybody on there ain't swinging both ways, but it's all mixed up. They cover everything, man and woman, black and white, girl on girl, guy on guy. I mean, like, nothing is spared, and I respect the fact that they go, you know what, we're touching everything. But at the heart of it, everybody has a real story, and you start actually rooting and pulling for the characters. You're like, I don't give a shit what he or she does. In their spare time, they're doing what they have to do to get by. It is amazing. Yeah. It's compelling. It's well-written. I mean, it's just damn well-written. Even though, look, they got the gully slang and all that, which is going to crack you the hell up. But at the same time, you can look at that and be like, I can see, I know somebody who's been to a club like that or owned a backwoods club like that, and they did what they had to do. I've worked in the club industry. You know, you live in the A, you know how it goes. We've all been around that kind of situation. So I promise you, if you got a few minutes, you're going to watch an episode, and the first episode is going to make you go, what the? But I guarantee you, you're gonna get hooked. It's tough not to get hooked. Some of that shit, like I said, you can't unsee. So, George, I'm going to need you to either drink or don't drink. I'm not sure which. But some of that shit you can't unsee. But I promise you, dog, it's worth the price of admission. It's on Stars. Hey, put it like this. I had to go borrow/steal one of my good friend's account so I could watch the rest of it when I got home. And I don't even do that. I don't even watch TV. But they're on season 3, and I know everything. So, like, the way CB was just talking about these goofy-ass soap operas, yo, you asked me about P-Valley, listen, I fight you about it. I hate to admit it, but that shit is great. It's great, and, I mean, it'll test you. So, all that to say, I have a question for everyone, okay? Now, and again, me and I have kind of been, you know, in that field and things like that. So, if you say, as an actor, do you guys have to see it, because remember, you've got a straight up 100% heterosexual man, just got married to his lady, did his thing, they have a family, blah, blah, blah. It's a role. And I've actually had people say to me, could you do that? And that's a double-edged sword. It really, really is. Asking, you know, just asking me as a man, as a woman, it can be the same thing, because the chick y'all just saw, Mercedes, you know, she's, you know, one of the main, you know, veterans and all that. She's had to do the same thing, too. She's dealt with women and with men. Me, as a woman who's done it, I mean, you know, you were in Madea's movie in prison, but you didn't have to do no sex scenes or nothing like that. If it was like, yo, this is your breakout. This is your breakout role. You're going to be the lead, but this is what you've got to do. You've got to kiss or simulate or whatever with the woman. Could you do it?
Yeah, I don't think I would do it. I'm sorry, not with a woman. That's just me. I've been this way since I broke into the industry, and I was like, that's the one thing that I can't do it. You know, extreme sex scenes and women, I'm not doing. You know, well, you see, now I am of age now where I'm like, you know, the answer is no. But even, you know, 2 decades ago, I would have been like, nah, I'm not doing that. or
right,
trust me,
right, right.
I would have been on some J-Lo, I would have been on some J-Lo Halle Berry shit. You know what I'm saying? If it meant that, you know, it would have happened, it would have happened in the 80s.
But here's what's crazy. For women, y'all can get away with it. Y'all can literally get away with doing that, and it makes you sexier to us. Me and George can't get up there and do that shit. And the thing, so that's why. But the thing is, this dude, listen, they throw a pussy at little murder like frisbee.
Okay. So hold on a second, because you posed the question, so the question has to be returned back to you. You.
Of course. For me, I would tell anybody, like if it's your breakout role, I say no for several reasons. So the caveat to that is, if I was in a show or movie or whatever, and they were like, "Oh, that guy over there is gay," blah blah blah, I could stand next to somebody. I can imply that. I don't have a problem with that. I can imply that yes, I'm gay. My boyfriend's over here. Boom boom boom. I could do all of that, no issue. But as far as getting into the physical nature of it, two reasons I can't. One, I don't want that to be my calling card in my breakout role. Two, at this age, I have a son and two daughters that are in their young adulthood and things like that. Now, they understand what I do, but that's not how I want them to. The first time I saw my dad on the really big screen, because, you know, my daughters and I, we've done a lot of commercials together, which I love. So when I'm dead and gone, that shit will show one day, and they'll be like, "That's your grandfather." I love that. But I don't want my first movie to be me getting blasted by somebody or blasting somebody's backyard. So that's just me personally. I don't want to push that agenda per se. But if they would be like, "Oh, you know what? My boyfriend's waiting for me outside, and I got to go home with my husband." I mean, I would do that, but I wouldn't do the over the top extreme rhythms. So like I said, believe it or not, if I was gay right now, I would be just like I am right now.
So let me ask you this. What do you think about heterosexual male porn stars taking it from behind?
No. You're gay. I'm sorry.
So by
they'll argue, because it's several of them that will argue the point.
It's an argument.
It's several of them that are married. Yeah, square up and down, they're not gay.
Because it's a paycheck. Because it's a paycheck. If they go, if you're doing this, it's $10,000. If you're having it done by another guy, it's $100,000. And people are looking at that from the standpoint of a number. I don't know. What's your price? I don't have a price, but I don't know what to call it, because I ain't telling nobody what they are. I just know I have I have certain hard lines, but I don't know what you call that, because I want to be honest and say, okay, you're being professional, but Mimi, here's the deal. As a woman, if you kiss another girl, you ain't gay. You can just be curious and having fun. That's my girlfriend. As a man, you ain't no coming back from that because of how society paints us. Now,
not how my brain works.
I'm just saying, a lot of people's brains work like that. And the thing is, because you're conditioned. And now my thing is, I know my preference. And it happens to be that I got to be the only person to pee standing up in the room when I'm naked. That's my preference. But for those who, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not telling you what to do. I just feel like if we in the ball game, it's got to be one batter, and I don't give a shit how many catchers, but it's got to be one fucking batter. So I just don't know. I don't want to call that judgment because. This young man, I am so impressed with his acting and his emotion and his ability to do that. Like, I can't even imagine looking another guy in the face and being like, "Yo, I'm in love with this dude," and kissing this dude. And I mean, dog, I'm impressed by this dude's acting. I am impressed by him. The thing is, I'll be honest with you. I've been doing it for a long time. I don't know.
It just means that when he's there, he's there. But when he's not,
he's amazing.
He's not. And that's just
he's,
to each his own. This is the world that we're living in.
Okay, so then what George just said.
So that's not the same. That's not the same with the porn star.
If you're there, you're there.
There,
and that's your
there.
Job. And then when you leave, that's it.
Yeah, what? That is the world we're living in today, but it's not something that I would partake in. I'm just saying, me personally, I would.
So from a determination standpoint, if in a movie they say, okay, listen, you got to walk by, you and your cute little Latina, and you and J-Lo got to look at each other and be like, girl, I see you, high five, kiss each other on the lips, and keep walking, and that's it. And you're going to be like, you got two sexy Latinas and two sexy, you know, and all that. And you're going to move. You're going to be like, okay, that was part of the job. That's it. But because it's acceptable, everybody's like, we thinking shit. Nigga, that's twice the hotness. That's twice the sexy. Because my thing is, who would I bite on the ass first? But if two dudes did it, it's not the same. Why is that?
Of course. Because to you guys, it's a different. To heterosexual men, right, which you two are,
uh-huh.
it's a different type of thing psychologically. Now, if you two were bisexual, then you guys would be like, hey, yeah. But it's not it. So that's how you have to think of it, because you guys are not.
But,
which is like, hell
but
no.
Isn't that also conditioning as well as, you know, that's just the training from where you're from or who you've been around? Because some people, look, there are certain people that think having multiple husbands or wives
is
okay.
Training. There's no training in that, because there's people that could be from a very strict place and they decide, you know what, that money sounds real good and I'm going to get it, because that's what's going to make my family be in a position to eat.
So you're saying it's personal preference. You're not saying it's right or wrong. You're saying it's personal preference.
Personal preference. Yeah, I'm not going to judge that, because to each his own.
Right.
You know, folks are going to look at it differently, and I'm not about to debate that. You know,
it is kind of messed up, because look, two dudes kissing to most heterosexual people, not the greatest thing in the world. Two girls kissing to heterosexual and non-heterosexual people alike, delicious, unless they both look like me and George, and then that's not the same. But but it's a double standard that you guys enjoy.
Don't include
that we
me
don't
in
enjoy.
Your panties.
You see two fly-ass chicks kissing, you're like, damn, listen, put me in the middle of that cookie and we can make a reverse Oreo, because what y'all motherfuckers are missing is right here. And I'm just saying. It ain't just, but I get it. Society dictates that men are in a different position in terms of physicality standards, you know, protection, et cetera. And I feel like oftentimes it takes us out of that position of being that protector, provider, masculine situation if you allow yourself to be, you know, to have certain things done to you. And that's just how we've been conditioned and raised and things like that. But for those who think outside that box, it is what it is. Like, I'm like you. I don't really care one way or the other. But just looking at what happens with this gentleman and here and some of the ladies, like, they got boyfriends and baby daddies and mothers and all that. But then when the money is right, they're like, listen, girl, if you like me, and I mean, it ain't matter about spoiling it, but let me tell you like this: the chick Mercedes y'all saw, the OG of the group. There's another character in the situation where he wants her, pays her a lot of money, and then she gets there and she performs, and his wife, who is a boy, she's dark chocolate. Oh my God, she is fucking delectable. She decides she wants Mercedes, and next thing you know, they doing this. Now, the only thing better than one fine woman naked in the room is two. And once they get going, he gets mad because, you know, she done found out that your wife done messed with the girl that you wanted to sleep with, blah, 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 blah. So it's all really convoluted, but again, the storylines are really, really great, because they really are telling people the real story.
He shouldn't be upset, because that's really the best of both worlds for him. He could just walk into that party.
No. See, they didn't include him. That's the problem. So, okay. So, then that's when the fight's going to start. I don't give a shit if you cheat on me. Look, if you cheat on me with a woman, I'm cool, as long as you don't say you can't join in, or you can't see or I'm leaving altogether. But, shit, I'd rather get better a woman than a man. I'm like, all right, fine. Y'all can relate to certain things. I don't give a shit. Hey, but two fine women, listen. Ain't neither one of you motherfuckers leaving. We all get naked. there's Roger's review for the week. Watch P Valley and use the vice of your choice to keep your mind right. It's stripping, pole spinning, ass and titties, and it's something for everybody. It's like Halloween candy.
Oh, my God. Oh, well.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, jeez. I'm trying to tell
Cindy,
you.
What we got, baby? What we got, baby?
None of us are basically
well,
chatting. I mean, we talked about sports, and I was just,
well,
we're here.
I will say, I know we were kind of jumping around, which whatever, but we were talking about Devontae earlier. I didn't get, so to finish what you were saying, Mimi, because you were right. You were like, I'm going to jump in around this segment a little bit. So your thought process was it wasn't so terrible. A couple of people said that. I'm going to be honest with you and tell you what I think. When it comes to that, I think he was 2,000% wrong because he was in his feelings. Now, so really what we've been talking about, guys, we were discussing
personal.
Earlier.
What I'm trying to say is that it wasn't personal. It wasn't like it was a personal attack on this dude that bumped into him. It was just that he was in his own thing.
But here's the thing. You get paid millions to be a professional athlete and represent your team. Okay, let me put it to you in these standards. You my girl. Now, I know you have certain thought processes about how you act. Now, there's certain things, certain lines you don't cross, certain lines you do cross. Now, you represent me when you go out. I say that to anybody that'll listen. You represent the person that you are in a relationship with. So when George is out, he represents Nicole. She represents him. Same with me, same with you, same with CB, same with anybody. We all represent who we're with, all right? Now, if you go out and do something that you know you shouldn't have done and you blame it on, I was in a mood, I was tripping, it was that time of the month, you're still wrong. I don't give a shit. Excuses at the end of the day are excuses. He's a professional athlete that gets paid very well to do one thing, play ball. I'm not saying he wasn't attacked. Yeah.
Hold on. First of all, we don't know what words were exchanged prior to that happening. It could have been a situation where he's trying to walk out. He's already pissed off that his team lost. And by one point, that's a pretty tough thing to swallow. Second, the person could have been in his face, asking questions, and he's like, he could have said, not now, not now, not now.
Okay,
and the guy just...
But that wasn't the case, Mama.
I feel you. I like that. But how do we know that wasn't the case? We couldn't hear. There was no audio. There was nothing.
Let me explain. Fair enough. You're right, baby. Listen.
May I finish?
Go ahead.
So my thing is there was no audio. We don't know what set him off. We don't know what words were exchanged. We don't know anything. The only thing we saw was somebody get pushed. And he wasn't hurt when he got pushed. He went to the hospital, one, because he plans to sue. We already know this. And he's looking for a hospital report
and a police report to sue. So he's picking this.
And that's
what he's planning on doing. To make that happen.
Now, had it been Tom Brady, let's be real. If it had been Tom Brady who pushed him, it would be no big deal.
Okay. Now.
And we know that there are double standards in sports, as there is in everything.
So you really think that the attack is because he's black?
I think it very well could.
Because, like I said, if it had been a comrade or someone like that, I don't think it would be such a big deal as it is right now.
But Tom Brady, as much as I hate him, would not have done that. You've never seen that. Here's what I'm going to say. Listen, as someone who has played that sport at a fairly high level, gotten paid, we had to sign autographs even when we lost. We had to talk to people and hold press conferences even when we lost and when we won.
Mm-hmm.
The point that I'm making is there are certain places that you cannot lose your cool and not be professional. So I don't give two shakes off a dog's ass how mad he was about losing by one point. You cannot physically do that to someone. You're supposed to be better than that. And if you're not, you don't deserve to be in this elite league where only 1,500 people get to have a job and 50,000
right.
try out. So I'm never going to be in favor of some shit like that happening. Yes, I agree. The guy probably is looking for a payday. But if you know that, listen, my emotions will never get the best of me. That's me. I'm a very disciplined man. I make sure that they don't. Even when I'm in the worst of places, my emotions, I don't let someone else control my emotions. So I'm never going to agree with what he did. But
right.
the simple fact of the matter is, yeah, that guy planned that, he did that, he reacted wrong. Now, here's what I will say. Okay, let's say the guy got in his face. He could have simply, there's security all around, for one. For two, he could have easily just taken his hand, gone this way, moved this gentleman to the side. To take and make that shove, that's an exertion of force. That means you're taking your anger and your loss out on that person. You lost your head, you lost your cool, you lost your edge.
Yeah.
He's just dead wrong. So now he's going to pay for it. Now, I give him credit for one thing. He immediately jumped on there and he apologized, which most people don't do. Most people make excuses and play the blame game. He did not. So, okay, so he lost 3 out of 10. I'll give him a point
that's
and a half
true.
Back.
He didn't even make an excuse. He even said everything you just said.
Yes.
He said, we just lost
yeah.
a game. I just had a collision. I was mad. I was upset. And then he
right.
did that.
Right.
And I just pushed him out. I mean, he admitted everything and then apologized.
I give him credit. I give him a little bit of credit back. So for that, maybe he shouldn't get sued for $50,000. Maybe he should only get sued for $45,000. But the simple fact of the matter is, you're a multi-million-dollar athlete who just pushed the fucking guy who's hourly. You already have already agreed. Look, I would have gone straight to my cell phone and called my lawyer and be like, hey, dog, how much can we settle for? Because you know what you just did. Like, you've just got to be smarter than that. And if you're not in that place, and you don't deserve to be in your position. So here's the thing, guys. This has been going on more and more lately. I feel like we said earlier, we're going backwards. So let's look at, so the other day, Draymond Green, damn near knocked his own teammate into oblivion. Same thing.
Yeah.
We don't know what was said. So I'm agreeing with you, baby. I'm agreeing that we don't know what was said. There's not very much you can say to me. You can come up to me right now and say, I fucked your mother, and my mother's been dead since I was 14, and it's not going to bother me. I'm going to be like, really? How'd that go for you? Like, I'm far too big for that.
Right.
The thing is, there are certain things that would elicit a response immediately, and there are certain things that would elicit a reaction later. If you don't have control of yourself, you probably shouldn't be in whatever position you're in, especially if it's a position of influence. I know we're all human. Here's the thing. I don't have a problem with showing emotion, getting pissed off, yelling, kick a trash can. I don't give a shit. But when you get to the point where you can't control yourself in a physical situation and you're on a really big stage, I'm sorry. There's a double standard. So, for instance, I don't know what was said with the Draymond Green thing. I watched the video. He's on the other side of the – he's kind of adjacent from the player, from Poole, and I don't know what was said. What could he have said? Even if he said, guess what I did with your wife? So you're going to walk over and get in the man's face? So he gets in his face. The young man pushed him like, get off me, and he just stole on him and about knocked
that
the boy unconscious. Now –
let me tell you something. That punch was so hard. That punch knocked him into the wall, like, and on the floor. Like, I watched that
because
video
he wasn't expecting
so
it.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's the thing. So we look at hockey. Now, hockey, they just let you just bang it out. You pad it up, they let you bang it out. My thing is, okay, if all – and listen, no, because, look, you got some real – I tease people a lot of times because, you know, growing up, you know, if you were a wrestler or a football player, we kind of tease the basketball players because, obviously, of that group, they were prima donnas. But these guys are big, tall, most of them strong men. But I'm still thinking to myself, if all of a sudden basketball players are turning into thugs and hoods, they're in the wrong sport. Why don't you become an MMA fighter, become a boxer? Why are you throwing punches when you know – it's like – someone swinging on you knowing that other people are going to intervene and try to protect you. Like, that's not cool to me. That's a bitch move. Like, I have no respect for Draymond. I have none. That you stole on that young cat who's your teammate you're supposed to be teaching, and yet you did that. But see, you can't ask me what I would do because what I would do is different. But I also feel like he should be punished because there's no place for that. There's no place for that.
From what I understand, there's more of that's been happening than not. I think because the video was leaked out, they paid attention to it, but that does happen a lot amongst players during practice and stuff
sure.
like that.
You get intense. I get it. It gets intense and things like that. I understand. You can't elbow me in the jaw and hook me and all. Like, there's a way to keep things cool. Look, sometimes you got to do it. Back in my day, if you really want to bang, you know the deal, George. Meet me under the bridge. Let's go behind the school. Let's slide over here. If you really have an issue with me and you want to get down for the get down. But I feel like 90% of altercations would not happen if there was no crowd around and there were no phone cameras around. Most of that shit would work itself out. So if you guys all of a sudden want to be fighters, let's take this in the locker room or let's go somewhere. Let's settle it. We go family on family. If you want to scrap, let's scrap, and then we're done. But to do that, knowing other people saw him, and so I feel like for some reason the world's gone mad. We say this every week. One of us says the world's going mad. But the thing is, the inmates are starting to run the asylum. Look at sports in general. Okay, hey, check this out. Look where Draymond is.
My God. Yeah.
Yeah, he's over here in the corner. Right. Yep, there you go. Now look where Poole is. I mean, they're plenty far apart. I don't know what could have been said there other than your little sister ain't as good as your mother is or something like that. I don't know. He's not even looking
at him. He needs to be sent for anger management.
Boom.
I get off on the
ow,
oh,
right.
My God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now. Listen, here's what I am going to say. I am going to say that pull your...
That baby.
I love Pinky.
That poor baby. Oh, my God.
I love Pinky.
His wife is upset. His family is upset. His mother is upset. The world is upset right now because that was not cool.
But now, and George can feel me on this. You know what that young man learned?
And this is my thing. Can I say this before you say what you're going to say? This is the thing, though. Yeah. Poole shouldn't have really pushed him off like that because this is the thing. My level of comeback and your level of coming is two totally different levels. So I get it.
No.
But it still did not give Draymond the
I
the whatever.
Am going, listen.
Really
I'm going to disagree.
So
I'm going to disagree.
Like
he got in Poole's 3 feet. He got in Poole's bubble. Now, here's what I will say. That young man learned a very valuable lesson about fucking with an old head. You always need to be on your guard. See, Draymond, old school gangster like that. So he's like, okay, you push, I'm a jab. And you know what? Poole learned a valuable lesson. Don't ever put your guard down. Because, see, he did what like a lot of kids do. They do that, and they look away like, yeah, go ahead. Okay, you're not looking. You got clocked. I teach this all the time. I literally teach people you always face your enemy, whether you're in a fight, fighting for your life, fighting for eternal. Or if you're being attacked, you look at your enemy. And he didn't do that. He had his head turned over here, playing it off like, yeah, it's cool. And that's why he got dropped. I'm not saying it was right. I'm just saying he left himself unprotected. And so because of that, he learned a very valuable lesson.
I'm not going to say that I didn't know that Draymond had it like that, but that poor baby was like a rag doll.
Anybody would be if you got hit unexpectedly, anybody can get dropped. It's not even about that, but that's just the case of that's grown man strength versus, you know, new booty out there not knowing what's going on. And he got touched, but. I look at, you know, here's the thing. There have been bad behaviors in sports for as long as I can remember. There's always been at least there's a bad boy in every sport. Always there's a bad boy.
Yeah.
But what do you do when that person attracts attention and puts, you know, butts in seats? You know what I mean?
All
I can go back to the 80s,
time.
Right?
All the time. Draymond causes attention. Too much attention all the time. They need to give him some time out, and he needs anger management. And I don't know if at this age it'll help, but it's bad. It's so bad.
But here's the thing. They're filling up the
that
stadium, so it's a money thing. It's a money thing. He's making an ass out of
strength.
Himself, but it's a money thing. To the owner, no such thing as bad publicity. There's no such thing as bad pub. Now, Yeah. I'm saying all that to say, I know he's 6 foot whatever, but some people you can't do that to. That's all I'm going to say. Some people you can't hit like that. One of us would have had a different job. One of us wouldn't have been playing for Golden State. Fuck that.
No.
It wouldn't have happened.
To me, it would have even, like, for one, it's not acceptable. It's never acceptable. But I think I would have accepted it more if it was, like, two different players from different teams and they just happened to be on a court and some shit went down. Mm-hmm. I would have probably accepted it better. But the fact that they're both on the same team, and then they show the pictures of them, you know, for the championship, hugging and celebrating and everything so beautiful, and then you got this punch, which I'm just getting goosebumps because it's just so bad. It's bad, you know?
Do you think it's ever a time, and again, this is kind of a loaded question, do you think there's ever a time when that's warranted? They're competing. They're competing for positions, for playing time, for money. Do you think there's ever a time when it's acceptable to go off the rails, be emotional, and lash out?
No, it's not acceptable. It's not acceptable, not ever. You have to control your emotions, and just like you said, you know, about this other guy, you know, you have to be able to control that when you are on a huge platform, and then you are like, you're not some star, you know, some basketball player that don't get a lot of spotlight, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I got the spotlight now. You're on the spotlight all the time. So it's like, dude, you need to chill out, you know, because you don't know who you're messing with. At the end of the day, you got to understand that these folks have family members too that are probably gangsters as hell on the outside, you know, and that's what you got to be careful of too. It's like, yo, look, that might not just stop right there. You know,
right.
Anyway,
well, what do y'all think? Like, but it's a double standard. Look, okay, let's go way back. Let's go back to the '80s. John McEnroe. Everybody knows who John McEnroe is. This dude, exactly. This dude was the worst sportsman in the history of anything. And here's the thing: you're a tennis player, dude. Sit your ass down.
He was a sore loser.
He was a brat. He would broke rackets. He would cuss out refs. He would do all kinds of shit, and he got away with it, and we all know why. It wasn't because of the little shorty shorts, but we all know why. Now, a few years later, someone comes along who's got every bit as good records, better, broke Serena, and they just crucified her. Even if she sneezes, when they crucified her whole career. And she wasn't remotely that bad, but if she would ever show any type of emotion, she's out of control. She's emotional. You see what I'm saying? Double standard. It's very much like this. I mean, and we know that. That's the way of the world. I'm not whining about that. I'm just saying, if you look at the history of sports, like I said, why y'all think they let them fight in hockey but not football, basketball? They don't have a penalty box or somewhere where they can bang. Well, y'all know why. I mean, it is what it is.
I love it in hockey. To me, it's such a turn-on. As soon as they saw fighting, yeah!
You know what's funny? The hockey is the only sport other than boxing that you actually get points for fighting.
Yeah, but you know why, George? That's only because certain people don't like the cold, my boy. That's only because certain people don't like the cold. That's it, that's all.
Hey, I tell people all the time, the hockey will always be the sport with the least amount of black people.
Duh.
Yeah.
Like I said, first of all, if it ain't roller skating,
one is cold.
One
is too cold. And two,
yes,
you're not going to hit me and think it's okay.
I went to one game, and I was traumatized. One game. I was like, do they fight like that? I was freaking out. I was just totally freaking out. I was like, okay, well.
You know, it's funny. It's funny because they do this. They stand there, and they throw their gloves off. And you can almost hear it, even though you can't hear it. You can almost hear them going, come on, fucker, you peckerhead. And they throw their shit down, and they start banging. And then we just be sitting there just crying, laughing. It's like, all right, that's cool.
even if you play hockey on video games, they do that. They throw their stick down, peel their gloves off, and start fighting. And you're actually fighting in a video game, right?
hey, wait.
I mean, boxing is part of the sport in hockey.
So we're not going to just go past the Franklin George. You just said you play hockey, video game, dog. What's up with that, man?
Hell yeah, I did. Back in the day, I used to play. Me and my friends, we used to play that mug on Sega Genesis.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
All right, he took it to 95.
All right,
he took it to 95.
We used to play that book like regular, along with John Madden.
Oh,
for
yeah.
For sure, for sure.
Madden NFL.
Mm-hmm.
That was our
yeah,
two
I don't know. I do feel like we got to reel some of this shit in, but I don't know. Okay, would you, if somebody told you to take a punch or lose your $1 million salary, and let it go, would you be able to do that? Would you, and you know, would you be able to say, okay, pride aside, ego aside, I'm going to let this dude open hand slap me, punch me or whatever, or they're going to kick me off the team or trade me or whatever. Like, you know, somebody like MJ, who you know control.
Ain't nobody
hitting
me. Ain't nobody hitting me.
You hit
me, we're going to fight.
Hold on.
But you ain't got that contract. For real, that contract.
The only sport that's okay in is boxing. I'm telling you now.
But George, come on. You got a $10 million contract. $10 million.
I was a kickboxer. Okay. I expected somebody to hit me. But if I'm on playing hockey or football or basketball or I don't give a damn what I'm playing other than boxing, I don't expect to have to duke it out with somebody.
But I'm saying if you playing with, you know how Kobe treated people, you know how Mike treated people, you know how these stars treat their teammates, and you got to take it because they're not going to leave. If anybody goes, you got to go. Are you going to risk your $10 million contract because he cussed you out, got in your face, or pushed you, and you can't do shit? Are you really going to risk that? And I know it's easy
to be honest, I probably would. With my mental, I'd be like, fuck you and this money, and commence to whooping your ass. We both going to be out of a contract. Because when I get through, you ain't going to be able to play no more. You costing me money, I'm going to cost you some money, too. We're going to be two fucked up motherfuckers up in here.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. It's tough.
You never can call it until you're actually in that situation. But
right.
Just knowing my mental,
yeah.
Hey, yeah, that $10 million contract be out the window that day. I found one. I can find another one. Shit.
That part.
I'm going to have to commence to whooping the motherfucker's ass. You done got too big for your britches. You should have dunked on me and shot a three-pointer in my face. That's what you should have done. Putting your hands on me is a whole other conversation.
Right.
I mean, but you know, people want that ring or they want to be a part of
it. You may not have been able to dunk on me. The last person that dunked on me was Anthony Peter, and I tackled him.
Fair enough.
I ain't playing.
And that was when we was like
12 years old or 14 years old playing South Suburban League.
Let me ask you a question. You tackled him because he dunked on you at that time?
No.
Or I tackled him
because he was trying to dunk on me. Ask my daddy. They'll tell you. We was at the YMCA playing in South Suburban League. He was the only kid that could dunk at our age. We was like 14, yeah. Maybe 16. Mm-hmm. You know, really little league, mm-hmm. South Suburban League. You know, right before high school, and we at the YMCA playing a game, and he was dunking on people. And he went to dunk on me, and I tackled him. I got a technical foul, and he got two free throws.
He didn't get the dunk.
And that's all I cared about. I got a flagrant and all that, but he didn't get the dunk.
I'm going to ask him.
Ask him. I don't care. He can live right down the street.
But I actually know his mom. I hope she's still alive. But.
Yeah, he dunked on a lot of people in his career, but.
But
Stevie, what's your going on over there?
She's praying.
What? Oh no, we just asked the question. We just thought that you was gonna. Did you get the question?
You know, your
yeah,
whole ring ain't killed.
No.
What was the question?
I wouldn't let someone beat me up for money. That's no.
I mean, I don't know. No. If she got big old titties and she just slap you around, that's not really beating them up. It's different, you know.
Well, no, you got to be more specific with that, because I wouldn't let somebody attempt to beat me up for money. I was a kickboxer. Of course I would let somebody attempt to beat me up for money.
Okay.
You know, but I'm just saying.
Okay, George, now you still there. So, you know, Patrick Mahomes is probably the most, one of the most beloved quarterbacks in the league. His family is probably the most hated family in the fucking league. How do you think they should be handled? Because everybody hates his brother. Everybody hates his wife. So I'm trying to think, like, how should that be handled? Because my boy, like, we used to bounce together. And I was gone. When Patrick got there, he was still doing. He's not doing anymore. But he was saying how a lot of times they would come in there and try to whisper, hey, give Jackson a pass, don't do da 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 da. And much like George just said, I would have probably gotten fired several times because I know I would probably smack the piss out of that boy because he's the biggest coat-riding rat on the planet. Everybody hates him. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I learned a new term today. To my Caucasian brethren out there, y'all are some funny-ass people when it comes to giving names to shit. And y'all love the word douche. So they call Jackson Mahomes a douche canoe. I don't know what the fuck that is, but that shit had me about to pee on myself laughing. My dude, he's a douche canoe. I was sick.
Okay, so now you got to define it. Now you got to define it. What does that mean?
That means you so douchey that they want your ass to float down the river and go over a waterfall, I guess. I don't know, but I've heard douche nozzle, douche bag. They call this dude a douche canoe.
I like the little boy, though. I like him.
No, I would beat the holy hell. No, who? You talking about Patrick or his brother? We're talking about his younger brother who has football talent. Who just rides his brother's coattails and is a dick to everybody and thinks he should be treated like royalty. I say that everybody bleeds equally, and therefore somebody should break something on that little boy and sit him down. But I heard, you know, I've heard many horrible things about his wife as well. Nobody likes that ugly chick either. And I feel bad for saying that, Patty, because you my dude. And I know you've been with her for a long time, and I get it. But damn, my dog, damn. Anyway, she's an asshole too, so whatever. And the fact that he's got the, to quote a friend of mine, he's got the patience of a saint to even deal with them is amazing and still be at the level he's at. Because I know he's thinking, fuck, I got to go home and listen to both of these idiots talk and just be and breathe. But, like, they're in the news all the time. And, again, like I said, no such thing as bad publicity when
you know
you're
what?
An attention
or
whore.
Not. He's probably really, really sweet out there, and we see him and we love him. And when he gets home, he's probably like, I don't want to be bothered. I need to be left alone for 3 hours. Like, you don't know.
If he's smart, yeah, he should.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't play ball no more.
You
but
know,
I look right at mine. But
you know what his problem? You know what his whole issue is. You know what his problem is. His daddy's rich. His mama's rich. His little brother's rich. His net worth is $60,000.
But he ain't never had his ass whipped and been faced with reality. See, I believe that pain makes people gives people clarity.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? His daddy worth millions. His mama worth millions. His older brother's worth billions. He's worth $60,000.
But you're right, George.
Oh.
But he's around it. He's got access to it though. He's got access to those millions, even if they're not his.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
But I want to have access to the millions that Wikipedia says that I'm worth, because they said that I'm worth, that my net worth is $13 million, and I ain't seen that money.
You are welcome.
Mimi,
I can't believe you missed this. Being on the east side of the world, you missed this. Okay.
I need to know where my money's sitting, because I need access to it.
No, hey, your shit's locked up.
You looked up the wrong Mimi Acosta. That Mimi Acosta is heir to the mafia.
They got
she's a wife of the mafia.
I nearly peed myself.
No, the Mimi you looking for.
Wrong Mimi Acosta. That Mimi Acosta is. That Mimi Acosta is, first of all, she's completely Caucasian.
Hey.
No,
for
they got
starters.
They got my pictures, man. That's what made it. That's
and
what
she's married to the mafia.
Got some pictures from way back.
So, okay, so
you
Mimi, I'm
the
surprised you didn't see this. Did you see the story about 50 Cent's son?
Oh my God, yes. Okay, guys, look, it's 12:56. We got like
Come
4
on.
Minutes. That's got to be a story for another time. But that shit is crazy, man.
Fuck that kid.
Well,
they know another time. That kid can go jump in a lake. That kid can kick rocks.
What did he do?
And you know, 50 is petty. 50's petty. 50's petty on a level that I haven't even gotten to yet. But,
what did his
okay.
son do?
So basically, he's 25, and he's mad because his father only gives him $6,700 a month in child support. 25. Listen to me, 25. That's only $81,000 or some shit a year. He's bitching and complaining because he can't live on that. And he's whining to DJs and everybody going, my father is wrong about that. Now, 50 Cent literally was like, I don't love my son no more. He's like, I used to love him. I don't like him no more. But the fact that this kid thinks he's entitled to more, and here's the thing, 50 gives his mother more, like $100,000+, but she keeps a little bit of it. And she gives him $6,700 a month, but because he lives in New York, he says he can't survive on that. I think he should be beat to a pulp, but that's not my kid.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead. I know,
hold on. The part of this, now the story is that he said, he told him he would be willing, and this is fucked up, what I'm about to say, but this is what part of the story is. He said, I would give you could keep the child support for a month if you just hang out with me for 24 hours.
You know how deep that was when I saw that? I actually saw that, and that was really touching, because that means that your father has not spent time with you, and all he wants is to spend time with his dad. Maybe it's all he ever wanted. And now he's getting to this point where he's lashing out and getting attention, and, of course, you know that it's going to cause attention. So, yeah.
Now this is definitely a subject
for
another day, and we need to get into it, but really quickly. So, and I'm not picking a side, I'm just letting you know. The subject of when you have a child with someone and it's not what you wanted, which lane should you take? Should you take the noble or honorable road, or should you just separate yourself so that you don't do the in and out thing? I feel like for these entertainers, athletes, people that are really affluent. Look at Future. Look at Nick Cannon, who I talked about before. Look at all these idiot sons of bitches that have 8 and 10 kids, 12
these
kids.
All contracts.
You can't
these
be a good.
Contracts.
You can't be a good. Yes, you can't be a good parent to them. So it comes down to, was a mother just trying to get money, or was this guy just being irresponsible? And so, and again, it's a rhetorical question, but the point that I'm making is that's where it boils down to. If you're busy and doing what you do, you know, Freddie Fred, what's going on, family? And we appreciate you. We need it. Look at these heaters. You know we need it. We need our prayers. We can get it. I appreciate you, man. I'm trying to keep them in line, brother, but they won't listen. I'm trying.
We got 0 minutes left.
Yeah. But anyway, that's going to be a good one. We're going to have to get into that. We're going to definitely have to get into that one week because
yes. That's
it's an interesting subject matter when it comes to that. I still think this kid should have his ass whipped with a belt for even fixing his face to say that, but he's angry because he doesn't have a father figure, and that's fine. But why is he worried about hitting him in the pockets and getting more? You didn't do anything he did to make that money, boy. You're here. That's your blessing. You're here.
Right.
So, you know, anyway, later on, Marquise can go jump in the lake for all I care. But, again, you know, 50 knew what he was doing, I guess. So it is what it is. But I still think $6,700 a month, could anybody here do anything with that? Anything. Could you do anything with that?
Anyway.
I can do a whole lot with that.
You want to wrap it up? I could do that right now and be satisfied.
All right, everybody, thanks so much for watching with us. And everyone, go ahead and say goodbyes, and I will ring up the rear.
Okay, guys, see you guys next week. One love, God bless.
You know, we've been talking a lot about rears today. I mean, earlier, you know, George and see what's on being. Hey, I'm just trying to listen. I'm a black man, so y'all know I'm fine to the posterior anyway, but we've been talking about, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, listen, y'all want to talk about the rear? There you go. 100. Anyway, take care of yourself. I'm out of here. We're tripping. Y'all have a good one. Love y'all.
Peace, love, and hair grease.
Look, and a huge shout out to Mr. Trey. Thank you for coming through. I said it, management, and Mr. Freddie. One love.
Big Freddie, we look forward to you next week, my guy. Appreciate you.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for rocking out with us. You've been listening to Stevie and the Boys, who come to you every Wednesday for your Midweek Motivator, offering you music, motivation, conversation, laughter, and a whole lot of fun. Hopefully you got all of that tonight. But sadly, our time is done. Don't forget to go to our YouTube channel, like us, and subscribe. Don't forget to go to iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you see podcasts. Look up Stevie and the Boys, then like us and subscribe. In order for us to give you more, we have to have the subscriptions in which to do it. So don't forget to head on over to YouTube, like us and subscribe. Also, don't forget to get your tickets for the Halloween Spooktacular at Eventbrite.com. That's KC Halloween Spooktacular, Stevie and the Boys. So don't forget to check that out and get your tickets. It's October 28th at Club Euphoria at 3020 North 9th. Street in Kansas City, Missouri, 64124, I believe is the zip code. Anyway, everybody, check it out. Don't forget to buy your tickets, eventbrite.com. Also, shout out to BTS's Jimin. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Jimin.
And we're going to talk about this next week because how about BTS is going into the military, all of them. Did you know about that? We'll talk about that next time.
Yeah. Don't want to talk about that. Uh-oh. Okay. All right. So, happy birthday, Jimin. Say, Chuga Hamida, Jimin. Tarahe, Jimin. So, in honor of Jimin, here is his first OST, original soundtrack, with you, with his good friend, Ha Sang-woon. Again, say, Chuga Hamida, Jimin. Tarahe, Jimin. We love you. And here's without you, I mean with you, and we will see you next week.
I wanna be with you, and I wanna stay with you, just like the stars shining bright. Your glowing was more right here beside you. I'm here, walking wherever. Breaking my heart.